Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Finding Your Cool podcast. I am your host, Rodney Pena. Hope everyone's doing well. I know it's been a bit. I recorded one episode last month. I did not mean to do that, but such is life. Things come up and things get busy and things get a bit rough. And, just got away from you a little bit, but here I am recording this episode with you all today. Again, I hope everyone's doing well. Appreciate all you listeners and supporters. It means a lot to me. One thing with life is life loves to throw us curveballs, don't they? Doesn't life love to do that? There's times where, things are rolling, things are going smooth, and one little tiny bump in the road can cause a major accident, And, to each of us, we all go through things. We all take these things, maybe a lot rougher than others will. Or maybe the opposite. Maybe we go through things and others will take it a lot rougher and, we take it like in stride, like whatever, I'm one of those that, I don't know if I'm in the in-between, or maybe I'm one of those that takes things a lot rougher than what it actually is. I've been going through a bit of a rough stretch at work. It literally started this year in January, and the month of January was just so rough for me personally. It's funny because it's January, it's the start of the year, and you want to start off fresh. You want everything to be good because it is the beginning of a new year. That's the goal, at least, correct? I mean, the last episode was about being 1% better than you were the day before, and man, I was just going through it. I really was. And you know how sometimes you feel like you're doing the best that you can or you're doing a good job, but then you are reminded that, oh no, you're not doing the best, and it's like, I'm like, but no, I think I was doing really good, and for me, that's how it's been for me at work. I've made no qualms about it in my job and in this podcast. I'm not a big fan of where I work at. But I think we are all kind of going through this right now. A vast majority of people, are really going through it at work. Things are busier than normal. People's pay hasn't gone up. The work is more. We're all feeling underappreciated. Man, it's like, it's just run through the gamut. That's how we're all feeling. And that's how I've been feeling at work. I've been feeling rather inadequate. I've been feeling like, what I do doesn't matter, doesn't count, or everything I do gets criticized. And it's such a rough way to go about it because, our jobs are important to us. They help us provide for ourselves and our families and our well-beings, And more importantly, we're at our jobs as much, if not more, than we are at home, And to go to work and have to deal with all that stress and deal with all that anxiety, it's rough. It'd be the same thing like if you come home and you have to deal with stress and anxiety, Like that causes people to go away and drift away. And for me, it's been like that. This weekend was particularly rough for me. And I've always told all of you listeners that I'm always going to, I'm going to be as transparent as I possibly can be when it comes to how I'm feeling. And I know we all say, what happens at work, you leave that at work. Don't take it with you. And for the most part, I think I try to do that as much as I can. But I just couldn't shake off my whole issue with work. And I brought it with me on the weekend. And it sucks because, on the weekends is the time that I value. I'm here with my family. And again, I don't really get to see them very often because of my schedule and what I work. We all work polar opposites in terms of scheduling. And, I felt bad because I shouldn't have felt the way I felt this weekend. These are work issues. Why am I bringing them home? Why am I feeling all down and gloomy? But then I said to myself, you know, I'm human. I'm allowed to feel this way. I'm allowed to feel down and gloomy about things, especially when, you know, you feel like you haven't done anything wrong, when you feel like you've been a really good employee and you've done the best that you can for, you know, this organization. I'm talking about myself, but I mean, for anyone listening that can relate, please, you know, join on, you know. It was tough for me. And, you know, yesterday was my first day back at work since, you know, last week. And I got to say, I'm not feeling any better. I mean, I guess I'm just starting to just make peace with things that were brought up to me and things that were actions that were taken, you know, against me. Because that's all I can do at the moment. You know, I can try the best that I can to, you know, mentally make myself feel better about things. But, you know, those things affected me and they made me feel sad. And I think when you do your job and you feel like you're pretty good at it and that you treat others with respect and you're always willing to help, but then you get criticized for saying too much, you get criticized for not saying enough, you get criticized for whatever, it's just it's a very, very, very unhealthy place to be at. But, you know, unfortunately right now, it's the only place that I can be at where, you know, I'm getting paid and I'm able to provide for my family and provide for myself, you know, a living. And isn't that kind of sad, though? Like, it's like you have to put up with pretty much being in a, I don't want to say abusive relationship, because, you know, nothing should ever compare to being in an abusive relationship. But I mean, it's kind of a hard thing to not, you know, compare it to. And, you know, this is my job. This is how I make my livelihood. And it's not like I can go and find something else, because trust me, I've been trying. I've been working my ass off trying to find something. But sometimes, you know, like in this instance, you can't find a damn thing. You know, I think I'm not the only one out there. I think I feel like there's a lot of people that would like to find a better situation, you know. And I'm not even talking about pay, you know. I mean, granted, pay does help, because pay does pay the bills. But I mean, I'm talking about a situation that makes you feel happy. It makes you feel, you know, just makes you feel good. And it's really difficult when you work with people that just make you feel like the polar opposite and make you feel like total crap and make you feel like what you do is not good enough, you know, and it's hard to walk away. There's some people that do it. There's some people that say, you know, fuck it. I'm just going to quit my job and I'm going to go pursue this or that. And I'm not that type of person. I'm not bold enough like that. I'll be honest with you. There are people out there that have done it, and God bless them for that, man, because that is something I do not have. I have way too many concerns, way too many obligations to just be like, nah, I'm going to walk away. I feel like that's something that a lot of people are doing now, but I feel like those are like younger people that do it, where, you know, they don't have the responsibilities that a person in my age has. You know, I have a family, you know, I can't just go to, you know, my wife and be like, hey, listen, honey, I quit my job today. I'm done. I wasn't happy. You know, that's just something that it's just not in my DNA to do it. I've worked for practically my entire life. Like, I want to say from the age of 13, I've always had some sort of employment, whether it was in the summer, I had employment. And then when I entered high school, I had steady employment. And there was a few years there where I wasn't working because I was going to school. And then once I stopped going to school, I just got steady work, and I've been working ever since, you know. And it's hard to just step away and be like, nah, I'm gonna jump off the deep end and see where this takes me. And it's just hard. It is. I think there's certain points in your life when I guess it's okay to get away with that. But I don't have that confidence in myself, because people always ask me, oh, well, you know, when they ask me about like work, oh, what are you looking to work at? What are you looking at your field? And I really don't know. I don't. I'm literally in a crossroads in my life where I have to make a choice real soon, whether I'm going to stay and where I'm at, where I've dedicated already well over almost 20 years, stay there fully and just, you know, take it on the chin and retire there? Or am I going to make a career change, a total career change, you know, which I've been thinking about? You know, I've been thinking about looking in a particular field where maybe it'll be more beneficial for me, where, you know, there's more options. But that comes with risk, obviously. That comes with spending money, and it comes with risks. And, you know, I know life is about that. Life is about taking risks, you know. And I don't want to be in a situation also where 5 years from now, I say to myself, shit, man, I should have just, you know, I'm feeling worse. You know, my mental health has deteriorated to a point where I'm having a nervous breakdown and stuff. I should have done this. I should have taken that risk 5 years ago. You know, I don't want to be like that. But I feel like, you know, I regret so much because I was like this in this situation not that long ago, you know, and I didn't take it. I was like, oh, no, it's fine. You know, I guess because maybe there was so much going on in my life in terms of new things. You know, I've been very fortunate and very lucky to have a very supportive family. My wife is just an amazing woman. And, you know, we have a daughter, and that, you know, that my jobs have always coincided with her, my wife. You know, when I started working for the entity that I work for, I don't want to give any names, but when I started working, let's just say I started working for the city of New York. That's when my wife and I started in our relationship. And then when I've moved to different positions, you know, we've, you know, our status in our relationship changed. And as far as I've been with working for the, you know, the city of New York, you know, I've grown, my personal life has grown with it. And now I'm in a point where I'm just so like, I feel like, especially the last 6 years, I've given up so much of my personal life to working for the city because of my schedule. I don't see my friends that often, which is a real hard thing for me because I'm very close to my friends. I love them, and I would always, before I had the schedule, I would see them a lot more often than I do now. So it's like, you know, that whole part of my life is gone. It really does. It's been gone. And then more importantly, you know, I'm not with my family when I really feel like I should be, where I can help and provide a service to help them. So it's been rough, man. It is. It really is. And, you know, sometimes you try to talk to people and make them understand. And, you know, people be like, oh, well, you know, everybody's going through something, you know. And it's like, sometimes you don't want to hear that, you know. Sometimes you just want someone to tell you, ah, man, I understand. I understand. I fully understand why you feel that way. I get it. And you're right to feel that way. But, you know, sometimes you get the answer, or most of the time you get the answer of like, oh, well, everybody's going through that. Oh, you can't think that way because if you go from this job to this job, there's no guarantee you're going to be happy. There's not. I fucking know that. I know there's no guarantee. The only guarantee in life is that you're going to die someday. That's about the only guarantee you have in life. You know what I mean? You're going to die someday, and that, you know, the sun comes up and it goes down. And there's no real guarantee in that because who knows, you know. The earth has been around for a real long time. We're due for something. But I don't want to stray to the negative. Remember, this is a very positive podcast, and I know it's getting sending a little negative or a little dark right now. But it's also the reality because, you know, like I told you guys before many times, I'm not going to BS you. I'm not always going to be happy. I'm not always going to be go-lucky all the time. I'm not always going to be Captain Positive all the time. I'm also going to tell you, hey, listen, I'm feeling this kind of way. And like I've told you before, it's okay. Don't deny how you feel. Don't ever deny or put down the feelings that you're feeling because they're negative. Negativity comes with positivity. You know, it's the yin to the other one's yang. In order for you to love and cherish the positive things in your life, you have to experience the negatives because the negatives sometimes are the forces that push you to go into the positives, you know, and I'm starting to do that. You know, yesterday I do my daily talk, you know, to God, and, you know, I kind of just said, you know, today's the start of a new day, and hopefully today's the start of a more positive kind of a vibe in my life, you know, and coincide with what I was saying in the last episode about, you know, being 1% better than you were the day before. I mean, it kind of goes with it, you know, we need to remember that. And we need to also understand and respect that, yeah, you know, we're going to have bad days. We're going to have a bad month. You know, it happens, man. Sometimes, you know, that snowball that's rolling down the hill, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it just, you know, hits a tree and just, you know, blows up and becomes just snow on the hill. But sometimes, no, it rolls and it goes bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger until it, you know, whether it falls off a mountain or hits a rock or hits a tree and then it explodes, you know. But that's how I was feeling last month, you know, and it was a curveball that I was not expecting. And, you know, I'm dealing with it. But doesn't mean I have to be happy with it. I'm not. I'm really not happy with it. You know, I've done my best and I continue to do my best to try to search for something outside, to find something to do to in terms of a job. But the job market right now isn't necessarily the best, you know. But, you know, we strive, we fight every day to be better, and we fight and we continue to search for answers. And I've been doing that. And that's one thing I got to say I'm proud of. I haven't stopped looking. I haven't stopped hoping for something better. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm never going to stop until that happens, you know. But I do feel like I'm at a crossroads in my life where I do have to make a decision on where I'm headed. What am I going to do? And maybe I need to make a decision on, I don't know, am I willing to leave this entity where I've worked at for so many years, you know? So many people have done that. I know personally people that have done that, and it was scary for them. But they're still working where they work at, you know. They still are at their place where they left, and they're loving it. They enjoy it. Some of them say it's the best decision they've ever made, because sometimes we have to break away from the norm. We have to break out of our comfort zone. And if you have faith in your abilities as an employee, as a worker, as the skills that you have, then there's no stopping you. I just have to find out what the heck am I good at? What am I able to provide? And it's so hard, man. It really is. It really, really is. Because, you know, I'm not really trained I'm not going to say I'm not trained in anything, but I wouldn't know what particular skills I bring to a table, to a company or whatnot. I try. I mean, I could tell you one thing. I'm a hard worker. I am, I'm a quick learner. I'm very adaptable on things. But look at me. I'm talking to you guys like if you guys are my like I'm in an interview or something. But I don't know. It's just I guess I'm at this point in my life, or I'm at this, you know, this crossroads, like I said, where I really want a change. I want to feel happier every day. You know, I want to be satisfied with what I do. You know, and I want that to happen for me. And yeah, I hope that I'm going down the path of that happening. I hope that I make the right choice for me and for my family, you know. But that's the scary thing, you know. What is the right choice? I always go back to the Harry Potter quote where, I believe it's Dumbledore, where he tells Harry Potter, you've come to the point in your life, or something like that, I'm paraphrasing, where you have to make the choice between what is right and what is easy. I love that quote because it and I think I've mentioned that quote before on this podcast, but I don't care. I love mentioning it because it's so true. You know, what is right and what is easy are two very, very different things. And you know what? We as a species, we as people, as individuals, you know, we come to grips with that all the time. And for me, it comes to my, you know, my employment, my career. You know, what is right and what is easy? Well, the easy thing would be for me to stay where I'm working at and just endure endure what I've been dealing with and hoping that it gets better, which it's not. It's not going to get better. I'm sorry. It just isn't. Or do I do what's right and take that leap, take that risk? You know, I honestly, I don't know. But I do hope that whatever happens, I'm able to be happier in the end. You know, and that's one thing that I think we need to, this will be one thing we, or me and you hopefully listening, you know, we need to accept this and understand is our happiness matters here, you know, because you're the one that's waking up every day, you know, whether you get up in the morning, go to work, or whether you go in the afternoon or you do the midnight shift or the overnight shift, you know, your happiness matters here. And no amount of paycheck can change that. You know, you can be a person getting paid a shit ton of money and have a miserable experience at work. And is that paycheck actually worth that? I don't know if it is. I don't think it is. So, you know, just some food for thought for all of you struggling or anyone struggling out there with their jobs. You know, just know that, again, you're not alone because I'm right there with you. I'm dealing with it. And whatever confusion you may have about decisions you need to make, I'm having them too, man. And I'm just, I'm struggling. I struggle, and it's okay to struggle because it's what makes us who we are. And it also makes those really great and amazing moments even better because you could say, I remember that time when I was struggling. I remember that time when I was going through that hard, you know, rough patch at work. And then you can look back on that moment where you've made it and you're just happy with where you're at. And you can say, I remember those times, but look where I'm at now. And it makes those new moments in that new time feel that much better. You know, I was going to, my whole point with this episode, I was going to start off by saying something I wrote. I was actually doing another podcast, the Watchaholics podcast with my cousin Melody. For anybody interested in movies and TV shows, we do a podcast. Well, it's her podcast, but she's an awesome follow. Definitely subscribe to her show on any podcast provider and YouTube. You'll love it. I have a few episodes with her. But on her podcast, actually, it wasn't even on her podcast. We were doing like a pre-show meeting and stuff. And I was just, you know, talking about how things are going on at work and stuff. She knows what's going on with me, my job. And I had said something there and I was like, oh, I got to write this down. I said, this is what I said for and quoted. I said, I'm quoting myself. you should not be your own worst enemy, but be your own best champion. I love that. I was like, shit, that's good. I got to put that on a t-shirt. But it's true. You should not be your own worst enemy. You should be your own best champion. And, you know, when you're going through something negative or something that is putting you down or you're making you sad, it's so easy to just tear yourself down. And trust me, I've torn myself down this entire month. I've torn myself down. I blame myself for this job. I blame myself for taking this job. I blame myself for the last almost 20 years working for the city. And I blame myself for not finishing school, for not completing my dreams that I wanted. I blame myself left and right. And I realize, what good does that do? Like, what good does that do to me? It doesn't do any damn good for me. Why? Why? It doesn't do any good. You know? There's nothing I can do about those things. These are decisions that were made, and I made them. And they're in the past, and I can't change them. I could only change things in the present going into the future. I can change that. And that's why this conversation that we had today was crucial about, you know, me and being at this crossroads and what am I going to do? What am I going to decide? You know, and again, you're going to come to a point in your life where you're going to have to make a choice between what is right and what is easy. And just know that in order for you to make the choice that benefits you the best, you have to be your own best champion. Because you're the one that's going to be putting in the work. You're the one that's going to be waking up every day, putting in the copious amounts of effort to become a better person, whether it's at, like we were talking about with work, or whether it's in a relationship, or whether it's in any aspect of your life. You're the one that has to do it. So, you know, don't be your worst enemy. Don't do it. Be your best champion. You know, sometimes you're going to be looking for someone to be yelling in your corner and telling you, yeah, you could do this, you can do this, and you're not going to get it. You know, like I said, there's times where I've been looking for someone to tell me opposite of what I've been getting. And, you know, don't get me wrong, I have been getting, you know, support and stuff from people. But it's not, you know, it's like sometimes you're not, it's what you're not looking for. You're looking for something specific. And sometimes you're not going to get that from a person. You know where you're going to get that? From the person you see in the mirror. Because at the end of the day, you are the one that makes the choice. No one else makes that choice for you. You do. You have to be the one willing to make that big choice. And I have to make that choice. I have to look in the mirror and decide, what am I going to do? Am I going to make the choice that is right? Or am I going to take the choice that is easy? You know, stay tuned. You never know. But I just wanted to say thank you all for listening and for taking your time to be here with me. It never ceases to amaze me what I do doing this podcast. And all the love that and support that I get from people. And it's something that I hold in my heart. And I'll never, ever, ever, ever take that for granted. So to all of you listening, all of you that spread the word of the podcast, put all the support in and download and subscribe. And again, let other people know about it. Keep doing that. Keep doing that, because that's what this community is about. That's what we're striving for. We're striving for people to feel like they're a part of something, and for people to understand and know that they're not alone in any struggle they're going through, or not even struggle, in any form of happiness. Because you know what? We can all come together and celebrate things. We don't always have to come together and talk about our struggles. We can come together and talk about when things are going good, when things are going great. And that's what we're here for. You know, unfortunately, today's episode was a little bit more of on talking about dealing with crap and dealing with, you know, not a happy subject. But it's also important to know that you have people that love you and people that care about you and people that are there to help you. And just like how I hope that people can help me in my situation, I hope that with this podcast, I'm able to help people in their situation. So again, we're all a team. We're all in this together. And like I always say, to end it, together we struggle. Together, we will try to make the best decision for our lives. And together, we will grow. I am Rodney Pena. This has been the Finding Your Cool podcast. So long.